Yeah. So you're in the game. Game, we get your win, bro. What the fuck, bro? What?
Money nigga won the fifth, bro.
What the hell? What you been up to, man? What the fuck you been up to, bro?
Shit. Apart from being at the warehouse, bro, just laying low, nigga, hitting the gym and working and saving up.
Let me see that. Right.
Literally nothing else, man. No, no. So. Yeah, no, nigga, ain't nothing else to do.
Ain't nothing else chilling to do. Like fuck, a villain, bro.
Fucking 2020.
Yo, so now apparently the guy otro virus ahora. They got another strain of this shit.
When I heard that shit, it just reminded me of that shit that John said one time. And they go like, yo, bro.
He said a lot of things.
Yeah, nigga. Okay. Right. Oh, yeah, he said many things.
Okay.
But then they go like, yo, he called me one day, nigga, out of nowhere, nigga. Out of nowhere, out of blue. I'm like, yo, nigga, you know they got that right now AIDS? I'm like, what?
That's real.
The right now AIDS? I'm like, for, yeah, not AIDS, nigga. That right now AIDS. You can it's get that shit right now. It's called, I'm like, what the fuck?
It's called, it's called super AIDS. For real. That shit's real.
I did not know that was a thing.
Me neither, bro.
Bro.
It's just like AIDS on steroids or some shit.
Yeah,
like,
you just fucking. Way you literally intensified. You literally get AIDS in like a month. Like, you have AIDS. You don't got HIV. Oh, like, you just got AIDS, nigga.
Oh, yeah, because you go through the process.
Yeah, nigga, yeah, bro. If you got HIV, nigga, you can have that shit your whole fucking life, nigga. You won't die from that shit, especially nowadays. But if you got AIDS, bro, you fuck, Spill. Damn.
Yo, bro, my aunt used to work in a fucking clinic that they only treated HIV and AIDS patients.
Damn.
And, bro, there used to be some bad fucking shorties that pull up over there, dog.
Yeah.
On some real shit, bro. They look all normal and shit, my nigga.
She used to scare the fuck out of us, bro.
Yeah, she did.
She did. She wasn't even trying to scare the nigga. She was just like, yo,
yeah,
nigga's new, bro.
Yeah.
That's all she was saying, bro.
Put yeah, for real.
I rolled up over there one time and I was like, damn, nigga.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, for Latino Charlotte in this bitch.
Yo, nah. And nah, bro, like, for real, bro, there's yo, some my, fucking
my
people.
My mom was a guidance counselor, bro, at Counseling the Insights, mm-hmm, I remember. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Like, yo, she would tell me these stories about these fucking trannies and, like, gay people and, like, all these gay black dudes. And literally, all these dudes would be, like, on some. I got syphilis, or I got gonorrhea, or I got AIDS, like this and that, and going through like all kinds of problems. And she's over here.
Damn, bro. You remember how back in the days they used to think that AIDS only was for fucking gay people? I was gonna say faggots, but nah. Well, we're recording, nigga. My bad.
We gotta be mindful of the gays.
That's what this dude said. That's what Ronald Reagan said.
Yeah.
That shit is wild, bro.
Yo.
That shit'll
look, man.
Fuck up your whole. That shit'll fuck up your whole career, literally.
Badass. Yo, all I'm saying is, they gotta have some shit for that already. Magic Johnson still look the same.
Well, he got HIV though.
Oh,
and he got money. HIV. You know what I'm saying? Money.
So he can get treated.
You never seen that South Park episode where they're like, they actually find what the cure for AIDS is? They find that it's fucking Magic Johnson. He's just sleeping on a bed of just. Benjamin's just the whole bed is just money. So then they find the cures. You melt down $100 bills into like a fucking syringe and you just inject that shit into your veins. That's what cures fucking HIV, nigga. It's just straight money, bro.
Fucking South Park. Fucking South Park.
That shit is funny, bro.
The funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in South Park is just the movie. I have not seen the episode. I've watched the episodes here, but I don't even remember it. But the movie was like the only thing that I can honestly say that I watched that shit.
Bro, the movie I'm going to tell you straight up, bro.
The movie, bigger, longer, was uncut.
The funniest shit.
That shit was dumb
funny. I think the only shit that compares to the movie is the game. If they have played,
they have a PS4 game.
I got the second. I got the second part. If you play the first part, the stick of truth.
Hey, yo, shout out to PlayStation. PlayStation 5 is awesome. Yeah. Shout out to PlayStation.
Yo,
PlayStation
is awesome. So everybody's going out the way, and all you PS5 hoarders out there that are buying that shit and reselling it, y'all niggas some genius.
Hey, bro.
I ain't hating on the guy.
I called it a while back.
You know what I'm saying?
I was thinking about doing it, but
I hate it, but
I moved on to better things.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if Faye did mention that shit too,
oh, yeah, bro. Like,
yo, bro, let's get a couple PlayStations, nigga. You flip that double Roni.
But yeah.
And especially people, you're not finding that shit for less than a 1K.
No, bro.
Easy. You're not finding that shit for less than 1K.
It's always a double. That's an easy double, bro. Every time a new system comes out.
Yo.
And but if it's a Nintendo system, yeah, bro, that's triple.
This is the most paid one, though.
I'm surprised how long this shit's lasted, though. Because, you know, usually that shit be popping off for like a week.
Why is this one worth more?
Because people ain't working, so they're not being able to make more yet.
No.
Yeah, bro.
Well, I mean, that's the reason.
That's why.
It's like the features that it has. The next only feature that I know is that it has the playback compatibility.
Yeah.
Well, I got a word for
you. Any PlayStation game on that.
They not working, nigga, but I got one word, nigga. Stimulus, nigga. Niggas is going to have that PS5 on deck out here. Watch when that stimulus hit, dog.
Yeah, I'm waiting till the Model 2 that comes out in, like, February.
That's
the
one that I want, the playback compatibility.
So it has, like, a nice fan, you know, because the first one always, like,
I've heard
that. Yo, for real, the first edition of all the PlayStations always have
some fucked up shit. Oh, yeah, the little fans, like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a great one. The CD goes in the middle.
Yeah, the fans made out of, like, fucking, like, the shittiest plastic ever. Yeah, bro.
Styrofoam.
And the second one that come out, second
model. Why does that shit happen, though, like that? It's like clockwork. It's probably like, we have a deadline. We need push. They rush. Because
they got a.
Yo,
they
gotta which PlayStation was your favorite? Which console?
PS3 for me, bro. Mm-hmm. PS3 was the one that changed the game for me.
I think
PS2 for me. Because even though PS3 was better, PS2 was like, that shit changed the game in that time, bro. I had a Dreamcast and everything back then.
I had the Dreamcast too, bro. Crazy Taxi?
Oh, yeah.
Bro. Oh, yeah.
I had all that shit.
My shit. Fucking Madden on that shit.
I used to even make games for it. I had like the CDs for you just like.
I had a Gamecast.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. That was my favorite one on PS3.
Did you just combine Dreamcast and Gamecast?
Yeah, bro.
Like I had GameCube.
GameCube?
Yeah, but yeah, bro, that shit was the. I used to love Dreamcast, bro. Dreamcast was such a. Big ass idea, bro. I'm pretty sure.
Mine was the PlayStation 3 because the wireless controller, bro.
When it first came out?
Yeah.
Yo, but you know what I like about Dreamcast? I like when you put the memory card in the remote.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty neat.
Yeah. And some of the games had like mini games on the memory.
All the memory cards.
Like,
yeah.
Sonic and shit like that.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
That was some wild tech for back in the day.
Yeah,
when I PS3 was the shit.
But best console of all time, bro.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you what was actually my best console.
64.
Super Nintendo.
64, nigga. Fuck that. Nigga, 64 changed the fucking game, bro. The three thing.
I'm gonna tell you what my shit was. The first PS3 I got, the Metal Gear Solid one, because that shit was backwards compatible. All the PS2 games.
Oh yeah, you can play all the PS2. Yeah. And then they stopped doing that shit.
Yeah, bro, because that cost them like an extra $100. So they were like, let's make it cheaper.
You gotta think about it. The memory that would have to go into these consoles, because. You talk about putting a CD that has to be read into that console.
Yeah.
So it has to recognize it. There has to be a.
Yeah, it needs a chip for that shit.
Yeah, I was
like, that's why it was so expensive.
Like a bigger case.
Bro, that shit, that PlayStation costs the same shit as a PS5 now, nigga. And they actually, and for that time, $500 is expensive as fuck.
Hell yeah, it was. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would not pay $1,000 right now for that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Nah,
bro.
Nah, but there are people out there that are buying that left and right.
Yo, they are buying the shit out of this.
I'm going to tell you some shit, though. Back in the day, when World of Warcraft was the shit,
awesome.
I fucking sold, before that shit was illegal, you know? I sold some characters, nigga. And people bought them shit.
Wait, hold on. That shit's illegal?
Well, yeah. It is.
How, nigga?
No.
Why?
Just part of like terms of services for games.
It's a lot of BS, but mostly because
people still do it.
Because it's on the cyber world, they could be cyberbullying And there's like a lot of chaos with this shit.
People
and
still
like,
do it.
You know how like people used to play Grand Theft Auto to play Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
They just literally now get online just to fuck it up and fight each other and kill each other and mess with the house.
I like, wish I
No, but you know what's going to happen in the future? The things are going to get tokenized through all games.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
So, remember like when we saw like blockchain, right? So blockchain's gonna affect a lot of shit in our lives, right? So the stock market, you know, the politics. Housing market, politics, which voting is gonna involve that. Also, but especially gaming, because one of like the cool things you could do with blockchain is if games are gonna be paying out in crypto, right?
Yeah.
So, like, one of the gaming coins right now is Engine, right? So, some platforms use that coin, and they're actually games that use it. But what I think it's going to happen, and not just me, there's other people talking about this shit, is that things that are, like, let's say you in a game, like, what game you like playing right now? Let's say FIFA, right?
Call of Duty, FIFA, sure.
FIFA, perfect thing. Or COD, it don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. Let's say that there's special items you get in COD, right?
Okay.
Let's say it's like a special gun, right?
Yeah, the fucking...
And it's a
camo, all camo,
whatever the fuck it is.
M14.
Yeah, but let's say it's a higher tier, you could customize, whatever the fuck it is, right? Okay. Now, let's say that if you win that skin, or if you win that weapon, you actually own it.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, but that means that you can own it in Call of Duty, you can own it in Red Dead Redemption, you can own it. Do you see what I'm saying? You can own it anywhere.
Okay. Wait, hold on. That shit will only happen. That shit will only be possible if all the platforms are linked.
That's coming. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
I mean, they are fucking. You see that they're doing cross.
Crossplay
that you can play with freaking people from PC
Xbox.
The reason why
and Xbox.
The reason why they're gonna do it is because it's more beneficial. Because they'll fall behind if they don't.
There will be something I think that will be created to unite all of this.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's not gonna be like, bro.
Oh, Xbox. How about you guys come to PlayStation?
And that's what's gonna happen.
PlayStation.
That shit ain't gonna happen.
We're going to Xbox and joining you guys.
So let's say. No. So this is gonna be like I'm about to say some Ready Player One shit right now. So now let's say we're in this game world, right? Whatever it is, let's say it's a shooter world. Some people will be a fantasy world.
Whatever, I have the body of hope.
Whatever it is, whatever the fuck the game is, right?
And I will have a machine gun and a machete.
Let's say it's a MMO, right? Like World of Warcraft.
That's a hick ass hope.
Listen up, dog. Listen up. Let's say it's a MMO, like World of Warcraft. You can make, and they're paying in crypto, right? So that means when you go buy items in the market, it's in crypto as well. The market's governed by players. There's players making items as well. There's players discovering rare items. So all of this shit is gonna lead to like a gaming economy where people are gonna make money off of shit like that, bro. I'm telling you.
I mean, they have been making money off of it.
But not really like
gaming
that.
Gaming has gone... Yeah, no, more like that now, bro. Gaming has gone a whole nother level, man.
What I mean video is games like...
Now, the internet created an even bigger connection to
I totally
it.
Get that.
And gaming expanded dramatically, bro. When you can play on the internet. Like, you can play somebody in fucking Asia.
But when it's gonna... What I think it's really gonna expand, bro, is when all games... can share information between each other. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean that.
Hey, you imagine PC what kind of fucking server you consoles. Gotta need for that? And all that shit?
It's
fucking...
Hey, bro.
That shit's coming. Be fucking the size
that shit has to be put in outer space.
That shit has to be the size of Idaho.
Or it could be... Something, yeah. Or it could be in the water, right? So it doesn't overheat. Right? Something like that.
But with the ocean...
That shit will fucking pollute the fucking...
It have to be somewhere.
A man-made lake.
But yeah, dude.
On some shit.
All I'm saying is that... And me and Chris, I've spoken to Chris about this, a lot of shit like this before, but I think that we, in our lifetimes, bro, we're gonna see some crazy-ass shit, bro.
Yeah, he's mentioned
that. We're gonna see some crazy-ass shit.
Just regards of...
Anything crazy.
A lot of things, right?
Fuck. It's happening, y'all.
from good
things. Are we doing this again? Are we doing this again?
No, I'm just saying.
Things have changed now.
No, not
things have changed.
Not
yes,
really.
The old way. Yes, and us. I'm saying us three.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah, nigga.
Let's face some facts here. We are older.
Yep.
We are wiser. We know how to make money now. We have money.
Yay!
We are wiser.
And I got a fast car. And we know where pawn shops are. We know where gun stores are.
That's not what I'm saying.
It's zombie apocalypse.
Because I think.
That nigga watching too much Walking Dead, bro. We ready.
Nigga, I can't stop watching it, bro. But at the same time, it gets corny as shit now.
It's
like,
is, right. Bro. It's too corny.
Y'all niggas know how to slice a head easily now. Like,
I can't even watch it. Before, they used to have to fight a zombie to the death. Now they're just like mauling niggas down with like a knife.
Yo,
like one day, he's got like a fork.
Like, they're trying to take
a whole army, dog.
Like, now they're trying to take a whole little army of zombies, bro. It'll be like 10 or 8 of them, nigga. They just try to go into the middle of it.
Yeah, go straight head forward.
But what I really mean is technology wise. That's what I mean.
So just like
we leave.
You know what's the craziest shit we saw in our lives? The internet and what phones are like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
with that cell phones, bro.
Yeah.
I saw and that big ass cell phone block they used to have, nigga, back in the day.
But, and
the block.
And they were
talking about the one that is like,
oh, nigga.
That is a whole fucking
pump.
Yeah,
man.
Yo, if you get robbed for that shit, you whack as fuck. Because you could beat the fuck out of somebody with that thing. And nothing will happen to it. No, the battery will stay in it. The antenna will stay on.
Yeah, bro.
That shit, yo, they used to sell that shit with a suitcase. It was hilarious.
I heard.
Used to be stunting walking around with a suitcase and shit.
Yeah, bro. Nah, that used to be some shit.
It was. I'll pay a nigga to walk around.
It's like, yo, $500 a minute, baby. Hang up quick.
Yo, I'll pay a nigga $500 to walk down the street with that shit downtown. Like, straight up walk with that old
phone. I'll stunt.
Bro, that shit will give you radiation poisoning right now, probably. That shit will melt your brain.
Yo, now that you say that. Now that you mentioned that shit, yo, bro, there has to be. Is there a fucking study that measures radiation on phones? Because I'm gonna be on some real shit. I'm gonna say some real shit. I don't know if this happened to anybody before, nigga. Every time I hold my phone for more than a certain time on my hand, I feel that shit tingling. I feel that shit fucking tingling.
Okay, this is what I get.
And then I put it in my pocket. I feel that shit kind of weird as fuck.
I know this shit has happened to you before.
What?
Your phone is over there, right?
Yeah, on the counter, the same.
Yeah, on the counter.
Yeah.
But your leg vibrates like your phone is ringing. Tell me that shit hasn't happened.
Yeah, nigga.
You know that shit is some recent shit, right? That shit never happened before.
No. I mean, like, that's happened before. That's happened before to me, yeah.
To you.
Yeah.
But I'm saying to humans, that's just recent shit. So weird shit like that, I don't even want to know what the fuck that shit's doing to our brains.
What if the fucking cell phone is emitting such a fucking horrible radiation every time we fucking put it to our heads that it's like, it's fucking damaging. Like, what if that shit's happening? Because, I mean, like, on some real shit, bro, that shit's been hurting my head sometimes, man, if I talk long enough on the phone.
You know what it is, too? We
on
hardly...
some real shit, bro.
I mean, like, nigga, how long are you talking?
Yo, bro, I mean, when I talk for, like, 50 minutes or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I think? That's because we don't talk on the phone like that no more.
But, bro, what about my hands? What about my pockets? Why does that shit feel tingling everywhere I put it in my fucking body, dog?
That I feel. I feel the vibration.
It feels like a burning... It feels like a burning, tingling shit sensation, nigga. Some real shit.
You've never had the phone right here, like on the table, and then your leg starts vibrating here like your phone's ringing? That's never happened to you?
No, I would feel like that's like my blood rushing.
No, but you don't.
It feels like
a phone ringing.
What?
No, it's like through
leg. So I read about this shit. This shit only happens to like half of people right now. That same shit I'm talking about. It happens to me and Chris.
I have not even heard
that's happened to me before.
Read into it, bro. It's called the phantom phone syndrome or some shit like that. And you'll feel like your phone is ringing on your leg, bro.
Like, it's in your pocket.
But, like, bro, the actual vibration, because like...
Bro, it feels like a fucking phone.
Yeah, it feels
just like that.
That shit happened to me in my aunt's house.
What?
Had that shit on the table, up, and I felt that shit in my pocket. I was like, yo, am I sitting on that shit? Because I usually put my phone in my back pocket.
Not even playing with you.
Hold on. Nigga, what weed y'all been smoking lately?
I'm not playing,
man. Oh, the weed I'm getting ain't that damn good. So something here is off.
Yo, or I need answers. Or some shit's real, nigga.
Pass that shit.
Pass that shit. Yo, but it's only like half of people, bro. Deadass. That shit's happening to. And I think that that's going to happen to everybody in the future, bro. I think that's just part of how we're like merging with technology.
Yo, some real shit. That shit's been happening since the 5G shits took off.
To me,
I've noticed it, bro.
I wasn't a big fan of 5G.
I fucking noticed it, dog.
Fan of 5G because I was like,
and I wasn't paying attention.
That's faster connection, yeah.
I wasn't paying attention to it, but you know what? I think all the old heads out there, if you fucking listening, and I'm not saying that you old, but I like you in your 30s or you mid whatever, you fucking, you.
I'm gonna piggyback on something that
you. All right, you. That means you were in the era where none of this shit existed, so it makes sense that your body might have some fucking reactions different to all these little motherfuckers that are growing with that shit and getting accustomed to it. Just saying. I'm not no scientist, man.
No, but you got a point.
Nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, all you old heads, if you feel some shit like that, nigga, then it's 5G, motherfucker. I've become a conspiracy theorist, nigga. Y'all niggas can support me, nigga. Yo, send a donation, nigga. We don't last long out here, nigga. For real, dog. I believe that shit.
Yo, let me piggy, bro.
I've been feeling that shit for a minute, bro.
Changing the topic real quick, but it's a random funny story, bro. And it happened recently, nigga. And I feel some type of way, bro. So I got a vent.
I opened it.
So I'm at the warehouse, bro, chilling, and I'm working the line, and this one kid in the back. So how it came to be my attention is because you were talking about old head.
Yeah.
So what do y'all consider an old head? Like from the 90s to now? Because you was like, born in 90, nigga, you 30.
I was born in 89, player.
So, yeah. Nigga.
I'm an OG.
31. Nah. So he was born in the 80s.
I say 40s, bro, yeah, because 40. People are living to too old now.
Yeah. Excuse me. So like, if you were born from 1980.
Like, bro, when I was a kid, that's people 40. That were fucking yeah. in their 40s, now, they looked like 40. Shit. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, people that were in their 40s looked like shit.
So check it out. If you were born from the 1980s, you are an old head, considered old head, right?
Yeah.
All right, so check this out. So I'm working the line. This fucking kid back come. He talking about some ump. Hey yo, ump. Hey ump. And I turn around, like looking around, like, man, who the fuck you talking to? I thought you were talking to somebody else, bro. Niggas looking dead at me. Ump, yo. I have my headphones on, so I hear him, but I don't see him looking at me. I just hear him keep yelling this shit. And I turn around, I look at him, I'm like, you talking to me, bro? He's like, yeah, bro, what's your name again, man? I'm sorry, yo, what's your name? I was like, man, I'm Alvin, bro. I'm the manager's son. You call me Unc? I did, bro. I got, my blood rushing a little bit. I
said, what?
Because, like, nigga, that was like the first, honestly, that was the first official time.
He younger than you?
Yeah, he is younger than me. Yeah. This kid is like, he probably just like graduated 18. High school. Yeah, he just graduated high school. He went to North.
You could be his uncle, bro. You know how
stop. Stop. So, yo, like,
we going that way, bro. Motherfucker. Don't be
hold on, motherfucker. Hold on now. So, like, what I'm saying is, like, I don't look old. I don't sound old. I don't feel old.
No, bro.
You don't know that, but I look grown, yeah, man. I don't look like a child anymore. I know that.
Hey, but you never know. His uncle might be 25.
Yo, for real. For real.
Yeah, bro. I've been seeing him in this hood sometimes, dog. Like, yo, look.
Man, my niece, her. Okay, so, all right, here we go. My sister-in-law, right? Her dad, had another kid.
Jeez.
My sister-in-law has her kid.
Yeah.
This little nigga, he's like 5'6" now, is my niece's uncle, technically speaking.
Yeah, bro.
Read me that shit, yo. Like, that's awesome. What?
Should be happy.
That's the DR special.
That's some Hispanic shit. That's some Hispanic shit on some real. And black people shit.
I wish a little
black people be having shit like that too. Yeah.
I wish a little nigga would tell me, like, I'm your uncle.
Straight up, yo.
I wish a little nigga would tell me, I'm your uncle. I'm like, nigga.
I will sell him all you.
Dog, I remember this shit. I was in New York, bro.
Nah, you did not see this.
No, I didn't.
I mean, like, about the story. Like, you saw something like that happen?
Yo, bro.
Stop, nigga.
It happened to me. I'm in New York.
I will lose it.
I'm in New York. I'm about to pay for some shit. I'm waiting. I'm at the supermarket. And some little kid is pulling on my leg, bro. I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm just, I turn around. I don't see him. I look down. It's a little kid. And I'm like, the hell? And he's like, daddy. I'm like, the fuck? And his mom is like walking up to him. He's like, daddy, walking up to me, telling me, daddy. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I don't know about that. His mom's like, no, you look like his father. This and I was like, all right, good. Because this little dude was trying to fucking slay me with some child support.
Damn, bro.
Yo, he caught me off guard, bro. You never, when you buy ice cream, you never expect to fucking find your child, you know?
And I just wanted to get some ice cream.
Bro, crazy.
I called that.
Man, what if that shit would happen to you? Like, man, you're just minding your business one day, some random shorty walks up to you with a kid holding hands. You're like, that's your child. I was meaning to tell you.
Nah, nigga. It was the little kid.
The first thing I'll do, no cap, the first thing that will run through my mind, I'll take a really good look at her and vision if I actually fucked her or not.
Because sometimes
bitches came up to me and they're like, hey, Alvin, how are you? Isn't that? I'm going names and people. You know I am. But niggas happen a few times. I ain't gonna lie. When it happens, oh, it's catastrophic.
That shit'll end your whole career.
Nigga, no, it's like on some. I gotta leave the club that night because I just look like a fool on some shit. That, like, shit I can't is look scary, at her. Yo, bro. Bitch came up to me like, "Hey, Alvin, how are you?
Yo,
who are you again?" No, nigga, like, I don't even know who she is, bro.
We done dead ass fucked and everything.
Yo, and I'm bro, like, yo, I really.
What's the longest you've ever gone pretending you know somebody until you realize who they are, really?
Oh, bro.
I had a whole conversation.
Bro, you don't even know.
And this happened recently, too, but I got out of it. I got out of it in a smooth-ass way, though. I did. Yo, I did. No. I avoided that whole awkward shit quick.
This nigga pulled that e-brake.
Bro, I go to a bar with Andres, nigga, precisely.
Yeah.
We go to this bar. It's like some white people shit, South End.
Yeah.
Yo, mad cuties out there. A lot of really good looking girls in there. Jeez. Y tamo ahí que se yo, and I see this black dude. And I see him, and he looks familiar, but I'm like, I don't know who the fuck he is, but I know I seen that face. And I know he comes up to me, he's like mad excited. Yo, what's up, bro? In the middle of the bar, everybody watching. I'm like, yo, what's up, bro? Yo, it's been a minute, son. What's good, yo? I keep calling him yo and bro and man and yo and bro and man until Andres comes up. And I'm like, nigga, here it is, the moment. And I was just like, yo, Andres, man, this is my boy. And then he came at his door. Yo, Jim, man, what's up? Yeah, my name is Jim. There it is. Jim, what's up, boy?
Saved the day.
Nigga, saved the day right there. So I got out of it good way. But, yo, I really had a whole conversation with this dude. I did not know who he was. I didn't really know his name or anything.
That shit's happened in my career a lot. I don't know what it is. You know, I'm not trying to be an asshole or nothing like that.
You just have bad memory, bro.
And it's just with names, but with faces. I remember the same way. I remember a phase the fuck down,
bro.
But like,
I started just being honest,
man.
Yo, but I mean,
me too. Like the last 2 months, but like, and before, bro, like, I had a fucking conversation with some shorty that I saw at a bar, and she was like, oh my God, yo, I had so much fun that one night. It was so crazy. And we were fucking even going off. I'm like, oh fuck, I don't remember this girl. Like, what's her name? Alright, whatever, nigga. I found one of my boys, like, later on, and I'm like, yo, do me a favor, ask her her name, nigga. Like, you don't know nothing, nigga. Yo. Like, you just come out of you, nigga.
You don't know nothing about nothing.
Yo, found out her name, you know what I'm saying, after a couple hours.
Alright.
And just...
hours, nigga. Yeah. Not minutes.
She was chilling with us the whole fucking night. She even came back home with us.
I'm done. I'm done.
But, yeah, I was bad with names. Nigga, didn't that happen with me and you one time, too? Didn't I get, like, smacked?
Nigga, it happened every time we went out, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Yo, that's some real shit, I swear.
This dude is
notorious for that shit, bro. Like, nigga, you're most wanted for that. Forgetting people's names and shit. I'm like, nigga, her name is so-and-so. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
But then it'll be like, 20 minutes later. This dude will come back. Yeah. Yo, nigga, it's... Yo.
Yeah. Yo, but one time I was really confident with her name though.
Let
me say this story. Me and fucking Alvin, we at this pool one day, man, in the fucking summertime, dog. Alvin already backed his shorty. You know what I'm saying? He did his thing. We talking about, yo, what we doing after this, that. She's with her friend. I'm making it out, friend.
Where we at? I'm trying to remember.
We was at Eastwick, bro. Theo's pool.
Yeah, the Timbers.
Yeah.
Colombian chick.
Yeah. Bad. So, yeah, she was bad.
She was bad.
Yo, and then I'm making it a her friend. Obviously, she's a little cutie, too.
Blonde chick.
Yeah. And then, yo, they hype, we already made out and shit. This nigga made out with the other girl. And I'm like, this girl, before she leaves, she fucking yells. Like, she says it loud. She didn't yell, but she says it loud. I'm like, Christian, what's my name? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know why at that time. I don't know if it was because of the music that was in the background or, like, you know what I'm saying? The fucking atmosphere, but bro, you know, like, when you
across the whole pool, my guy. Yeah. There was about like 10 people out there, so everybody heard this.
That was at Theo's place.
Yeah,
what was her name, bro?
Yo,
name?
I forgot it.
Nigga, she slapped the shit out of this nigga.
She did, bro. I was slapped fire out
this nigga, bro.
Yeah. I was inside the pool, and I was just like,
oh. What was her name?
Nigga, I mean, why does it matter now, Faye? Nigga already got smacked. Yo,
it was funny.
Stephanie, yeah. I think.
Yeah. No, that was a friend's name.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a friend's name.
What was this bitch's name?
I said Michelle, nigga. Yeah, it was like, and it wasn't that. But
it definitely wasn't Michelle. When he said that shit, I just started laughing, man.
So
I was like, this nigga so hilarious.
That shit's happened. Yeah, that shit's happened for sure.
What made me laugh wasn't that you didn't know what it was the confidence, nigga. The confidence.
Michelle.
Did it. Like, he said
I was like, Michelle, girl. Like, you know it's Michelle.
You know how it is, girl.
Come over here and say hi to your big old pool bear.
Just mad hype. I was like, yo, this dude's hilarious.
Hilarious.
I was like, yo, this dude's mad confident, bro. She was just like, dude, what the fuck did you say?
Because she was talking to somebody else, and that's how she came up out of nowhere and asked this dude.
That was
across
fucked
the
up.
Whole fucking
yo, door. I don't know where she came up with that. That was some...
Yeah, nigga.
That was some wild shit.
Yeah, just said, yo. Just like, said, that was probably the deal breaker. Like, yo, this nigga remembers my name. I'm fucking...
She was like, my
tonight.
Mom told me that's how you test a man.
If they don't remember your name, honey, they do not deserve it.
Leave him on the spot. He's a piece of shit.
Damn, bro.
Bro, I don't know how she came up with that.
that shit. Why? Yeah,
because yeah, that's mad random.
We was having so much fun that day. Nobody would have. We was having so much fun that day.
We were.
And nigga.
And yo, nigga. I almost fucked in the bathroom.
Yeah, she came with that. Yeah, she came with that 6'12", nigga.
Yo, bro. Yo, bro, that was... That shorty... Yeah. Yo. Yo, but that shorty you was fucking bagging with, bro, she was on some wild shit, nigga.
Oh, she was.
Nigga, bro, maybe like a few weeks after that, bro, I came back over there to chill at the pool.
I remember this, you told me.
Nigga.
Nigga,
no fucking lie, Faye. Bro, I got cool with some niggas that was chilling out there. We started chilling with some Mexican niggas. There's some thug ass niggas. But
Some cholos,
yeah. I got cool with them niggas and everything. We almost got locked up together and everything. But anyway.
That's hella cool. That's another
story. But nigga, one day, then he's like, yo, we getting our turns in. I was like, well, turns for what, nigga? They're like, oh, we're just getting it in with this shorty. Nigga, so it used to be a gang thing of the shorties that used to want to get into the fucking Southside shorties out here, the Sureños.
Yeah.
You either got to get jumped in or you got to get fucked by 13 dudes. Well, she wasn't trying.
Why that number though? Why not 14 or 12?
Because it's 13, bro.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. Oh,
so
that's interesting.
Yo, this shorty, that yo. Matter of fact, nigga, there was a fucking line of niggas outside of her house.
You told me this shit.
A line, and I was like, yo, this line cannot be for that. And I'm like, yeah, nigga, everybody's getting. You trying to get in? I'm like, yeah, nigga, you want my spot at? So, they put a nigga at the end of the line, bro. But, the newcomer, I was nobody out there, Faye. It was just that everybody has a beginning, Faye. Everybody has a beginning, but you ain't born tall, nigga. Yo. Yo,
yeah.
I used to dead ass kick it with these niggas, and that shit happened one day, and I was like, damn,
that was really funny.
Ain't this
bro.
This shorty? Damn. And yo, she was pretty as fuck.
She was fine.
She was fine as fuck.
She was.
Like, she was pretty, pretty girl, she was fine, man. And she
I guarantee you, she'd have been thrown and slayed half through Charlotte by now, bro. No cap. At least in that world.
That's pretty wild, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I remember about that shit.
I met some fucking like some gangster girls, dog. It's like some ones that be like, nah, ain't nobody fucking be about my man. I get this hands. What's up? Like I met some of them girls, but the other were like, nah, I don't want no motherfuckers hurting me. I'll take 13 dicks.
Yep.
So hey, tomato, tomato, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody makes a choice.
Yo, everybody make a choice, man.
Papá, es como, te voy a preguntar algo. Y yo te lo he preguntado antes. Loco, el culo o la vida. El culo o la vida.
El chiquito, el chiquito.
Espérate.
No. Con vaselina o sin vaselina.
That is too funny, bro.
Dog, that ass, nigga. Yo, but there was some wild shit that happened in that pool, nigga. Were you there when that nigga just came in shooting at somebody else? Cause of that bitch?
Jesus. No.
Nigga, I was there and I was with Theo. Me, Theo, some brolic ass black nigga, and some shorty. We was in the jacuzzi. And Some Sureño ass nigga, I guess he's the one that caught feelings. Fucking came and burger. Yeah. Some dude came, yelled at her or whatever, got into some argument.
But she was in the pool or the jacuzzi or?
She was in the pool. Well, she wasn't even in the pool, but she was around the pool.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But that dude caught feelings from the 13.
Yo, there's always a one, Faye.
There's always one nigga that thinks he can save. There's always one nigga
that's trying to save, bro.
There's always one nigga. Superman,
bro.
Where the cape?
Superman.
I get it, but damn. After that, at least let him fix her hair up. This dude say, I'm in love.
Yo, bro. When my 12 homies hit that, bro, I fell in love.
I was the eighth one, but I was the chosen one.
Yeah, bro. You know, I was seventh because, you know, that's God's number.
What line would you want to be in that lineup, bro? Where would you want to be in that lineup?
First, bro. Or at least second, bro. So you.
I'll be either dead last. Dead last.
Yeah, you.
Hey, nigga, show you up. You ain't taking my spot, nigga.
This nigga show up with a bottle of seltzer water, bro. Like, yeah, we clean all this shit up.
You can't, hey, bro. Save my spot.
¿Y qué eso? Que tú tienes ese botón de cloro, mami.
Yo, you know, baby, I love chlorine.
Nah, no cap, yo. I'll be the dead last one. So I'll be the dead last one so I can really fuck it up, bro. And she won't even get up. Por puta.
Yo, nigga, that nigga came. He saw her with another nigga, bro. Like, oh, okay. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Ese puto, blah, 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 blah. Nigga ran out the pool, and I was like, what that nigga running for? As soon as the black dude saw that, he like, oh, shit. I was like, you could tell he's seen some shit like that before.
Yep, yep.
Bro, this nigga came back in the fucking pool shooting, bro. Everybody fucking, that black dude jetted out the jacuzzi, jumped out the fucking, he jumped over
the little rails,
the bushes, yeah. And the rails. Okay.
Right behind the jacuzzi.
Yeah, right behind that shit.
Yo, there's a lot of bushes too. Yeah, I remember
that
shit.
That nigga did a jump on that bitch, nigga.
Yo.
So, what's that for?
For the food, man.
That's for me? What? What you need?
I paid for it with your card. Or with your thing.
Bro, so, the dude jumped over. Me and Theo... And the girl that was in the jacuzzi was the only niggas that stayed in the jacuzzi. I was like, yo, just stay down. Just stay down. Cool. I wasn't even like...
Freaking out.
I wasn't freaking out like that. Because, you know, niggas been used to theta balls and shit.
Yeah. We didn't see
shit. We see some shit. But, yo, this nigga deadass came back shooting at them niggas.
Yo, he came back with a piece?
He came back with a piece, started shooting at them.
Oh, shit.
He didn't hit shit, because you know how gangster niggas are. But, yo,
and
the worst...
never practiced.
The worst thing, the worst thing that can happen in the world is taking hood niggas to the shooting range. That, the fucking death rate in the U.S. will fucking triple on this bitch.
Absolutely.
Straight up, man.
Absolutely.
On some real shit. But, yo, this nigga came out shooting and shit, bro. And,
that's wild.
And I saw how the nigga, like, went. We, after that, obviously, we walked back to the fucking apartment. We're like, yo, nah, fuck that. We gotta get the fuck out of here. And that nigga, threw the piece over the wall to the other apartments. I saw the whole thing. I was like, oh shit. I didn't know if it hit the other dude or not, but I don't think it did. But yeah, that was over some pussy, bro.
Damn, bro.
Some goodwill pussy, nigga. That shit was fucking.
But that was it the same day? Was it the same week as the 13 man thing? Or was it way after?
It wasn't that long after, bro.
Okay, so he got sprung. He started like, yo, he wanted to wipe her up after that.
Yo, bro, some real shit. I think that's
niggas
what
be getting in love like that, bro. Especially dope dudes like that. They.
Damn, bro.
Yo, after the whole crew just fucking blasted off.
I know you didn't feel nothing with them niggas. It's all good. It's me who you really want, girl. You know, we got a connection.
Like, I love you for who you are.
I love you, you know what I'm saying? But, yo.
Damn, man. Bro.
Nah, I couldn't do it.
Shorty was fun for she for the world, Craig.
Yeah, bro. So, see, he didn't want to let a hoe be a hoe, bro. That's what happened. That's what
yo, but is. You know what? There's a lot of niggas out here that I hear fucking supermaning this hoes. And, you know what? I got to get rid of to this fucking new... I gotta give it to this fucking new recovered hoes, cause I've seen some hoes turn into some housewives, And I know they're keeping their man happy, nigga. I just know.
They struggled, but them shorties went through some shit. They're like, nah, bro, fuck that.
Yo. I ain't seen shit.
Keeping this motherfucker.
I've seen some, man. I've seen some. But I don't know. I don't know if they could ever have like a fucking normal life after all that dick.
Yeah, bro, you could.
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
What do you think is a bad number for a woman to have?
What do you mean?
Fucking. Like, how many partners can a woman have to be considered?
Right. Damn. How many can she have? I mean, she can have 1,000. I mean, who gives a fuck?
I mean, a guy can have 1,000.
That's right.
So, you know what it is?
At the end of the day.
I listen to the Japanese on this shit, bro. Look at this. Look at this, bro. They say, look, man. Our key that can unlock many locks is a master key. A lock that could be unlocked by any key is useless, nigga. That's the way I see it. So y'all niggas can do whatever the fuck. Oh, he's sexist. He's sexist. He biased. Nah, girl. Nah. It is what a fucking is.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like, it's how every person like measures worth a certain way. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody measures that differently. Yep.
Yep. But you know, like, depending how you grew up, you need a shorty with more respect than not, right?
Yeah. Now, you know what? I think it is a culture thing. I'm just talking shit out of my ass. Because, you know, it is what it is, nigga. It's a man's world. That nigga James Brown said it. He wasn't lying. It's a man's world. He wasn't lying. But we was first in the history. We was first to write that shit. So now it just looks, it's more acceptable if a dude is going out there and having like fucking 10 girls, but compared to a shorty going out there and having 10 dudes. It just looks bad when y'all do. I didn't write that shit, nigga.
Yeah, I don't. I didn't
put that shit out there.
I don't want to take credit for this because a bunch of comedians have talked about this shit, but I'm going to say this shit.
Here we go.
The difference is that it takes skill, bro, for a dude to pick up chicks.
Well,
it don't take unless you a fucking I'll like
that one.
Unless you're like a shorty, right? What's unless that? You're like a dyke, right? You know what I'm saying? Because you know, because they be turning chicks out unless you at that
to comment,
level,
bro. To comment on that, my best friend Alan,
yeah,
him and his brother, no homo, bro, really good looking guys. Dominicanos, homo. So, yo, black locks, combed backwards, they're tall, they're brown, like, you know, got a nice build to them. They're good looking dudes. My brother Alan, he got game.
Yeah.
He got game. Like, me and this nigga been pulling numbers and shit left and right. Like, we've done damage. Yeah. His brother, he's not stupid, he's not like that, no, but he's just a very, like, straightforward guy. He doesn't know how to manipulate women and lie to them and, like, tell them shit that they want to hear so he can fuck them. Now, he'll tell them the honest truth and be very simple and be very approachable.
Do I love you? Nah, I'm just trying to get you home so I can fuck you tonight.
Awesome shit. No, like, he'll, yeah.
But you know what's wild? Well, I bet you if he does that shit, he's just playing the numbers game, because if he does that shit 100 times, you know, he'll get 10 shorties that are wild.
No, bro.
There are gonna be some shorties that are gonna respect that. But they wanna get lied to, nigga. I think shorties wanna get lied to sometimes. Because
bitches do, love bro. That argument.
They wanna hear a dream, bro.
Even though, yo, I know there are some girls right now that are listening to this shit that y'all seen this nigga before he pulls up to you in the club or anywhere, nigga. Before he even opened his mouth, nigga. You're like, oh, this nigga ain't shit, but he looks so cute. Let me hear what he got to say.
Like, this nigga ugly as fuck, but damn, he charming as hell.
Yeah, that ass.
I seen that too.
That ass. This nigga ugly as shit, but he got a table though, girl.
I see that too. Man, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of ways, there's a lot of bait. There's a lot of different types of bait.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
That's the But the thing is that, you know, it's easy for chicks to pick up a dude if they want to, bro.
That's true.
A chick could fuck 100 guys in a day if she wants to.
That's true, bro.
But, see, that's why
a guy can't do that shit.
That's why I respect lesbian chicks, bro.
A guy can't fucking, yo, bro, unless them bitches is like on tripping on some acid, nigga, picking up bitches like falling off the table type shit. You can't just fucking go to a spot and be like, yeah, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all this shit.
And be like, yo, the dick is
there. There was a 1 month rampage that I went through, bro, in El Matadero.
That nigga said a rampage.
No, I didn't. Yo, there was 1 month that I know for sure, bro. It was like 2 to 3 a week.
A damage,
but different, bro. Like different, like
that nigga had some. Damn, bro.
My numbers went up that one yo, month. That
before
summer,
you get married to any bitch in Charlotte, nigga, yo, come out here, come to a cypher,
come
nigga.
To a cypher,
bring a picture, nigga, because we gonna let you know if this Alvin certified or not, nigga, because you wanna know if your future baby mama has been to Alvin's Matadero, and wait, just bring a picture, dog.
And if she has it, make sure I fuck him first. nah.
Yeah, no. There was a movie about that. Niggas was like, "Oh, yeah.
Don't be a menace." Yeah. It was, "Don't be a menace." The dad, he was like, "Hey, and if you trying to bring any of them hoes up in here, make sure I fuck them first."
Yo, classic.
Nah. Those are the movie I'm talking about is like the nigga that has to fuck the girls first, and then they get married. Good Luck Charlie, I think it's called.
Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck.
Good Luck Chuck.
Good Luck Chuck. There you go. Bro, Good Luck Alvin, nigga. Yo, if you want a happy relationship, man, you want a happy wife, let this nigga Alvin fuck her first, man. Because that's what's going to make her a good wife. Yeah, I'll put you on. Yo, this a paid partnership.
This nigga just pretty much made me his hoe, and he's the pimp. He just transfers that shit.
Paid partnership, partner. Paid partnership. It's all about
exclusively
America, man. Yo, nah, but dog, that ass. No, it's been like, yo, nigga. Now that we fucking mentioning this shit, we fucking had some wild, amazing stories, guys. On some real shit, bro. I've shared some funny moments with you guys. I fucking enjoy most of the moments. All the time, good time, all the time.
Every
fucking time. And, yo, on some real shit, all you depressed ass niggas out there for this this coming up holidays. Like, yo, bro, I don't know what you're going through, like, or what's going on in your life. If you recently lost a loved one or if you're recently going through some bullshit, yo, I could tell you that I've been through some great moments. I've been through some fucking dark nights. And I've definitely felt some pain. I definitely know like how it could be. And yo, all I wanna say is that there is always someone out there that is willing to fucking listen to you and that loves you out there. Real talk. And if you don't have nobody out there like that, my nigga, come here. Obviously for a small fee. And we love you too, nigga. So don't be pushing yourself too hard, my nigga. Cause the boys that'll cipher for $9.99 fee, nigga. We love you all fucking Christmas long. All New Year's Eve. And yo, you just try laughing, nigga. Try laughing, try smiling, try doing something, yo, try praying, yo, nigga.
Do whatever you do when, I know you've been depressed before, do whatever you do to get out of depression. Because everybody does something.
I like to play fucking video games and be on Netflix every time I get depressed.
When I get depressed is the first time you'll see me on watching a lot of movies or shows or shit like that.
I like to do these four things very much in specific. Work out, read, eat a lot and jerk off.
Yeah. Damn, bro. I'm totally. I'm so happy I don't have it on
there. Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy I don't go through the spree of jerking off when I'm fucking depressed, because, nigga, it's already
I have so much testosterone shit built up. I'm like,
it's too much, bro. It's too much.
Yeah, you gotta get the demons out.
God, that ass. No, man.
This is what I'm about to do in Colombia, nigga. Oh, my God.
Yo, so tell me about this trip. Yo, our boy Alvin got a fucking trip to Colombia.
Here we go. Where do I begin? All right, so Mexico, this year, Cancun. I'm with Andres. We meet up out there. We're in a strip club, bro. This is exactly how this trip happened. I'm across the table from this guy. I have a bitch on my lap. He has a chick on his lap. Chicks are everywhere, you know, strip. Mexico at that.
Strip club.
Yeah. Bro, this nigga yells from across the table, "Oye, Alvin, marica, te tengo una propuesta." And I look at him and he's like, "Oye, ¿por qué no nos vamos para Colombia para año nuevo, hijo de puta?" Bro, I got the girl off my lap. And I walked up over to him and I was like, "Tú te en serio?" Yo, I swear to God, I did that on everything I love. On my knees, bro. Yo me paré, you can ask him this. Y yo lo miré, loco. "¿Tú te en serio?" Y él se echó a reír y me dijo, "Sí, marica, sí." Like, bro, for real, like, let's do that. Yo, you and me, we'll have a fucking awesome time, bro. I know, que tú lo otro. And I was like, "Yo, let's do it." Nigga, we got to booking, we got to planning. He invited his boy Chris. His boy Chris has been down there for the past month and a half. Wow. Linking up with pimps, getting connects, going to bars. Like
that nigga already got the connection.
Yo, he knows where, like, La Zona, like, he knows the marketplace. Like, he knows where, like,
This nigga sent the scout to a foreign land before they travel over there.
Nah, he goes there often. And he works from home. So he just rents out an apartment out there, Matt Cheap.
Yeah.
And he lives in New York. Literally, he lives in New York. He just did this to get out. He hasn't gone out since quarantine, since COVID.
Oh, shit.
So this is like his first time out.
He's showing out.
Oh, bro. Crazy.
This motherfucker is about to have a blast out there.
We got an Airbnb. 550 each. We're going from the 28th to the 4th, a whole week. 2 days in Bogota. We got a hotel and shit down there. We're gonna stay for 2 days there. Wild out, bitches, everything. Then we'll go to the house at Airbnb in Medellin for 5 days. Y ahí vamos a estar el 28 hasta el 4.
Entonces, el 30 hasta el 4, perdón. That shit's gonna be cold out there.
They told me it's cold at night, but en el día está que caliente ahora mismo. Ahora mismo digo, está caliente.
Medellín is the city, bro. That's a fucking city. Like, that shit's gonna be lit as fuck out there, nigga.
So they already said toque de queda el 31.
Yeah.
But we already know the 31st and we ain't going out. So you already know, nigga.
The toque de queda is gonna be at the Airbnb out there, nigga.
The whole day at the that place. The whole
fucking place gonna be in there.
So you mean to tell me four guys drunk. Probably gonna have a little bit of some sugar to eat our candy with.
Oh.
Oh,
I mean,
so y'all can stay sober the whole way through.
Yo, for real, nigga.
I mean, you in Colombia.
Might as well.
You in Colombia, how you not gonna do coke?
For real.
I'm just saying. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, it's legal.
Yeah.
You got a fucking ounce in your car. Hilarious.
Wow.
It's wild. And is this 2 ounces? Buddy, you got to slow down. You got a problem.
What is going on here? You have a problem, sir.
You're like,
I'll start trying to help the dude and shit.
Yo, nah, that shit's going to be wild, bro.
But yo, yeah, so we're going to be at the Airbnb on the 31st. Like, niggas ain't going out. We already established this. So, yeah, we're going to order in some whores. We're going to have a good-ass day, bro. Welcome to New Year with a bang. Literally.
Oh, fucking hell of a bang.
I told you I was going to call you in the moment of New Year's, just wait my call. I'm gonna call my parents and shit first. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why not? In the bathroom, that nigga gonna go to the bathroom and call his
parents. I'm gonna have to get away from everything. Yeah, but like, nigga, once I get out, I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna call, yo. After I call my parents, after midnight, I'm gonna call this nigga. You better be with him. I won't be with him. I'm gonna call your ass on video conference, and I'm gonna welcome you into the new year how I'm welcoming the new year.
With some titties. Some titties.
Some titties. If you want titties in the face, I will put titties on the camera.
This nigga. Yo, you know what? Damn, bro. I'm gonna get an iPad. Make sure I got some.
This thing's gonna be wild. You really gonna have the fucking the old phone. Yo, the fucking.
You're gonna have the glove for the new year. I'll be like, yo, guys, nobody bump into me, alright?
They have the one strap. This thing is gonna have the iPad on the hand and the strap in the back. Like a goddamn glove, just holding it. Yo, what's up, yo?
Hey, watch it. Yo, nigga, it's been a ride. It's been a ride. Nigga, I'll wait for it. Now, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'll make sure I have my shit for charged up.
Expect the call.
Yo, man, I can't believe this year is almost over, guys. Yo, everybody that's been up.
Yeah, man.
That has not died. And, yo, congratulations, man. You fucking still alive out of this bitch. There's a lot of people that weren't so lucky. So you a winner, nigga, right now. Right now, you a motherfucking winner.
Well, yeah, let's be honest. Everybody, and it's... It hurts me sometimes. I see some people out there that just, I mean, I'm just going to say it. Some people are stupid out there, bro. But everybody out here, I'm just saying, no, I mean, there are some idiots and losers. But at the end of the day, I am going to say everybody's a winner, bro. Because we were the one sperm that got through. We were the only one that got through out of it, bro.
That's true, man. You were fast. Nigga, you were fast at one point in your life. Not just when you come, but you were fast even before that.
From your daddy's balls.
Yeah, that's exactly what this one coach used to say, this fighter.
BMS.
Bro, that
coach. Blue Mountain State.
Bro. But this actual like fighting coach used to say the same shit. Like, yo, everybody knows how to fight. Everybody fights a different way. But even if you're like a bitch, bro, if you get in...
If you get that corner,
I saw that shit when I was very young, bro. I saw that shit. Yeah. I saw it happen right in front of me. I was we just finished the gym. We were in middle school. We're in middle school, man. We're going back to change and shit. We was playing dodgeball. I was in there just being fucking people up, because you know that dodgeball didn't have a lot of air, so you'll
you'll
hold it from like un chicho, like it's a fucking chicho, nigga. You just curve that shit, bro. You hurt people with that shit.
You know how like in cartoons the ball be bending backwards when it's traveling,
just like that, nigga. And you go
that's your bounce off too.
Bro, and the people shake just like the ball when it bounces.
Just fucking. Yeah, but those are the balls that. Yo, if you hear somebody in the head, with it, like you want that as the beep.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yo, he fucked the whole world. The up, yo. Yo, get out, nigga. Don't even try.
When you got hit like that, people talk shit. Yo. I got a question for y'all. What is the funniest, like, you got hit on your head and your head fucking bopped, like.
Yo, nigga.
I've got hit in the head.
Like, you know when your head fucking bops, you
know. Nigga, one of my homies, bro, we was playing fucking volleyball as a group, and that nigga served and curved and just fucking nailed me, bro. Right in the back of the head, nigga. I didn't even have time to be ready for that shit. I'm just looking straight, nigga. So it's just like, bang. I was like, bam, nigga. That's all I said. You know when you get hit and you don't even move, nigga? You don't even move. You stay the same. Wow. You just stay the same. You just go like, god damn.
Yo. I gotta say, nigga, I learned about dodgeball when I came to America first.
Yo.
And in fucking vicious, PE. PE in Cochran Middle School.
Oh, this nigga remembers.
We were fucking playing that shit. And
bro, it was your first time. Like,
it was
you
my
didn't
first
know,
time. Oh it was God. My first time. I got hit.
He's out there all happy. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. I didn't get dodgeball until I came here. That's
yeah,
true.
Bro. I got hit in the back of the head while I was fucking walking back. And at the same time, at the same time that I got hit in the back of the head, there was this little Mexican nigga that was in front of me. That was in front of me. I got hit in the head so hard, nigga. That nigga was thrown with some malice. He was tight. He was tight. Whoever was threw that shit at me.
His father spanked him at home and shit.
Yo, bro. That nigga hit me so hard, bro, that my head literally went into the other head of the other nigga that was in front of me. And we fucking clashed heads.
Jesus.
Yeah, we clashed heads. I hit this nigga so hard, I gave this nigga almost a fucking, he bleeded through his fucking nose, bro.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Also,
it hit my head to bounce, and I lost my fucking balance. And I hit this dude, because he was close to me. Yeah, so he did a 2-for-1.
You say he was close to you? You say he was close to you, like the distance? Or
yeah,
was
bro.
He far?
What, who, the dude that hit me?
Yeah.
No, the dude that hit me, bro. I don't know who hit me, nigga. I just know that nigga hit me hard as fuck. And whoever it was, that nigga was tight, bro. I'm telling you.
You're like, and somebody's going to get it.
I don't know who.
But somebody's getting it.
Almost, I went head hurt first, nigga. Dive into this nigga that's running.
He's got a concussion.
Nigga, I'm over here.
First play of the game.
Damn.
Yo, that's like fucking straight up one shot kill, bro. Somebody
that
sniped.
That nigga. No, he sniped the both of us, nigga. That shit went through me and hit that nigga too.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie, last night, nigga, I was a part of that. But I was one of the ones that got killed.
God.
Yeah, bro. Nigga, I was running in an alley. Let's say I'm coming through this door.
Yeah.
And I pop a right. And I'm walking this way. I'm going to that door. Like, I'm going like a slant, you know?
Yeah.
Bro, this bad enemy, he came out like where the wall is. He came out to the right.
Yeah.
The niggas in front of me, my teammate, he's looking that way. And I see the enemy. And as soon as I'm about to shoot him, bro, this nigga one-shot scoped us. And we both met in the middle.
Damn. One shot, bro.
I watched the whole kill cam. I was like, yo. And he fucking quick. He had a gold gun, though. He had a...
Yo, I can't stand... It was a sniper, but it was... I can't stand niggas that be doing that quick scope on COD. That shit is not real, man.
I'm not good with those, man.
It is real.
No, it ain't.
I can do it with the marksman right
there. Yo, there's niggas like that in real life, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I met one like that.
What?
I'm telling
quick scope with a fucking sniper?
Bro, I'm going to tell you some
shit. I play with guys that do that.
I'm going to tell you some shit, bro. The dude that I learned how to shoot from, bro... This dude, bro, he couldn't even see good no more. He's an old-ass dude. I saw him shoot from 200 yards sitting down with his glasses in his hand. So he's holding the rifle just with his right arm, and he's holding his glasses.
Bro, quick scope, though. Bro. That's not quick scope.
Bro, this shit is hard as fuck, bro. Have you
No. It's hard to hit it, but that nigga was crazy.
No, Chris. Look what I'm saying. Rifle in your right hand, glasses in your left hand.
Yeah.
So this hand never touches the rifle, nigga.
Yeah.
Like that.
Oh no, that's hard.
200 yards away.
But you have to understand what fucking quick scope is.
He's talking about like the actual
nigga. I'm talking about you have your rifle here. And you don't even see through the fucking sights.
Yeah.
And you already hit fucking bullseye.
Head in the head, bro.
Have you ever seen like, have you ever seen Olympic shooters and shit, nigga? Or like
Shooters? They That's don't quick scope, bro.
No, but you ever seen like those trick shooters?
I have seen
You ever seen that cowboy?
Yeah.
Those are no, cool. Not even those, but with just the handgun.
Yeah. Yo. No, but see, that's a pistol, bro. I'm talking about a sniper rifle. Yeah, the Wild West. Yeah, them niggas, the cowboys, them niggas be like, quick draw. There's some niggas that nasty hitting niggas with that shit.
Yeah.
There are some dudes, you should see some videos. There are some dudes that fucking.
I seen a dude that he could like ricochet his bullets off of like metal plates. And pop balloons. He's like one of the nastiest.
That's
dudes.
Fucking wild.
That's gangster.
You know what I would like to learn how to do? You know how like in what's this fucking movie with these mercenaries? With the dude that did Sylvester Stallone, The Expendables.
Expendables.
You know that revolver? Yeah. He fucking shoots out of.
Oh yeah.
I want to know how to do that. That's pretty cool.
We're coming up, we've been talking a lot of shit to that guys. I know we wanted to keep it short, but we're gonna start cutting it off. We're gonna wanna get some shout outs though, for sure. We're gonna get some shout outs. Yo, I wanna give who we giving shout outs to, Faith? Who we giving shout out? Cause this niggas ain't paid the sponsorship this month.
It's all good.
So we're still gonna give some shout outs.
What I'm gonna say is, man,
shots fired.
Happy holidays. We're recording this shit the you know, Dominicans, we eat on the 24th. We chill on the 24th.
Yeah.
Not on the 25th. So
don't be coming with that white shit.
So we're gonna be chilling at my uncle's house tomorrow because we're recording this shit the day before. I got the pernil ready. You know what I'm saying? That's just seasoned, ready to take shit out.
That pernil looks fucking dangerous.
Yeah, man. Bro. It looks like it's killing the scene, bro. But we're going to be ready. We're going to eat good tomorrow, hang out with the fams. You know what I'm saying?
People, yo, for real.
Stay safe, bro. For real.
If you got some Dominican friends, yo, tell them, nigga, their Christmas is tomorrow, nigga. It's not the 25th. It's the 24th.
Yeah, stop acting like you white as shit. You know you celebrate that shit on the 24th. Yo, the way my uncles used to do it is, on the 24th, we partying, and at 12 o'clock a.m., we're fucking like...
Yes.
Because Dominicans at one point, they're just like, they just go to the kids. They're just like, yo, that nigga ain't real. I bought all this shit. You wanted a PS4, nigga? You wanted that PS4, nigga?
I just want you to know, Santa ain't buy that shit.
Yo, man. Racks, bro.
I bought that.
PS5, that was $500. Look, and then they'll pull out the 500.
Would you guys tell your kids about Santa, yes or no, like at an early age?
Nah, nigga. You, okay, it depends. You're not a pagan, you bum ass nigga. So you ain't gonna learn about Santa. You gonna learn the real shit. And it's me.
Better man. Get a job, little nigga.
Nah, you know what it is? It's just it depends what's happening around me, right? So if I got my kid and we're raised around an area where he's going to school and you know, it's like it's a bunch of like kids talking about Santa this, Santa that, and hanging out with their parents and all that.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let it ride for a little bit.
For sure.
And I'll talk to him when I know he's not like a half a retard anymore. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Cause you know, I figured that shit out pretty young. I'm like, yo, this shit's money, nigga. Like, so, niggas got me an N64. Nigga Santa Claus, bro. I know he didn't get this shit that early, bro.
So you believe?
I got the purple crystal version of this shit.
Start asking. So you think that fat nigga fit through that chimney?
We don't even got a chimney, nigga. I'm from New York, bro. Yeah, fuck out of here, nigga.
We never lived in nice
that nigga
house.
Get better turn into magic.
That shit was a decoration on top of the roof.
Under the door, bro.
That shit just sticks out of the roof. It ain't
nothing. Santa Claus,
nigga, we don't got that. We got vents, nigga.
And if Santa Claus knock on the door.
We got vents and windows, little nigga.
Yo, when I was
crack them.
If Santa Claus knocked on the door at 3 in the morning, he was getting shot or stabbed or some shit. Because you didn't knock on nobody's door at 3 in the morning.
Everybody know, bro, real talk, Merry Christmas. We ain't going to give no shout-outs because that nigga Santa out here watching.
Yo, he creeping.
And
Be good to your family. Hang out. Yo, you know what I'm saying? Eat good tomorrow if you're a Spanish cat or if you're a white dude with Spanish fams.
Get you a Spanish friend for Christmas, my nigga. You celebrate it twice, nigga.
Yeah, bro.
Big facts.
The day before and then your day, you can hang out hungover with your family, you know. Be like, oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a I did nothing yesterday, or I had a great time, you know. Or, absolutely. You know, I worked a lot or
something. On some real shit, guys. Yo, another fucking episode. Thanks for making this shit great. Yo, don't forget to comment, share, like this shit, because y'all niggas is definitely not fucking giving no money for this shit.
Yo.
So comment it, share it, and do the love, man. Yo, share it.
Hook
man.
Us up on Apple Podcast, and if you do want to donate, you can donate at Patreon.com/ElCypher1. Okay? So thank you so much, guys. Take care. Yo. Another episode.
Cheers. ElCypher.
Thanks, Alvin.
Yo, thanks for coming, Alvin.
Take care.
You already know. Cheers, guys.